Hey, we're going to continue the hour by talking about an exciting event that's coming up later on this month on Wednesday, August 17th. An event that is being hosted by the Chamber for a Greater Chapel Hill Carrboro's Leadership 2022 cohort. It's a great event raising money for a great local cause. Joining us here in the studio are, first of all, John Collins, who is the director of the Small Business Center at Durham Tech, and 97.9 The Hill and ChapelBurrow.com's own Allie Evans. They are both participating in Leadership 2022. They're both organizing an event called Small Miracle. John, Allie, thank you so much for being with us.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us.
So tell us, first of all, before we get into the event, which is drag bingo, and it's going to be super exciting,
yeah.
talk about the leadership program first.
Sure. So Leadership 2022, we are in a cohort-based program. We have been meeting over several sessions since May, and our meetings take place every other week, and they are for the entire day. And we have had the privilege of meeting with some local elected officials, some local nonprofit leaders, people making an impact in our community, and also doing things like a bus tour around Chapel Hill. We are two Chapel Hill kids. We've actually known each other for a very long time. But I think we both even learned a lot of things that day, seeing it from a different perspective. So leadership is basically an opportunity to deepen your connection with this community, grow, learn, engage, and develop yourself here.
What's the thing that you learned the most, or what's the thing that you took the most from?
Well, our very first session was a ropes course together.
Nice.
And I questioned why we would do that first, and then I realized very quickly it's insta-bonding. Mm-hmm. You leave there instantly closer than you were, and it really sets a great stage for the next 3 months that you're going to be together. So
yeah, I would agree with that, and also just the fast bonding leads to deeper connections in the community, mm-hmm. and getting to interact with a bunch of people that I don't get to interact with in my day-to-day work mm-hmm. life or personal life. I live in Durham, but grew up in Chapel Hill. The organization that I work for serves Orange County and Chapel Hill as well. So to get those deeper connections, to really understand what's going on in the community and learning about those opportunities to engage in a more meaningful and impactful way has been really a really great experience.
And all of it is culminating with drag bingo on Wednesday, August 17th. So details, what should folks know? This sounds super fun. I'm going to be there. It's going to be a super fun event.
Yeah. So one of the major initiatives of this leadership program is we all had to pitch different nonprofits that we kind of got into smaller groups and decided which ones we wanted to support. And then we came together as a group to build some consensus around which organization we wanted to put on a fundraiser for. And so we settled on an organization called Inside Out, which is a local nonprofit that works on providing programming and more inclusive safe spaces for LGBTQ youth.
Think like proms and like clubs and summer camps and special events.
The queer prom is one of their signature events. Yeah. They do a lot of work with the LGBTQ Center of Durham. Again, really just finding ways that we can help these young kids find community and find some spaces where they are able to live their true authentic
mm-hmm.
selves.
Yeah. And drag bingo is just a great event. That's kind of a no-brainer, right?
Like, yeah, it was a really sort of authentic next step to mm-hmm. plan an event that was centered on authenticity, being yourself, a celebration of what makes us all different. And we are so excited to host Drag Bingo.
Yes, it's going to be hosted, led by some good friends of mine, Stormy Day and Naomi Dix, of the House of Cox, the legendary drag house of Durham. Mm-hmm. And Stormy and Naomi both bring such great energy and such great enthusiasm and entertainment to mm-hmm. to everything that they do. So it's going to be a really great, fun event. We've got some really amazing prizes that we're excited to give out. We've been doing a lot of ticket sales, sponsorships, doing everything we can to try and raise as much money for this great organization.
Yeah.
Wednesday, August 17th, 5:30 to 9 at the Graduate Chapel Hill, right? Right downtown on Franklin Street. So people go there. What's the evening going to entail? What will they experience?
We have really exciting things. So like John mentioned, we have really awesome prizes, which we'll talk about in a second. But thanks to a lot of sponsors that have come together from the community, local businesses who have basically agreed to, you know, sponsor this event and host it with us. We have things everything is local. So the Chapel Hill Transit Pride bus will be parked outside of the graduate when you arrive. Nice. If you aren't familiar with the Pride bus, it's a really great initiative from Chapel Hill Transit. And I can't wait for everyone to get to see it when they walk up. We have food from a local caterer. Her name is Alexis Lawson. She owns Chef Lex Catering. She'll be providing all the food. And our prizes are deeply local. I mean, John, if you want to share some of them.
Yeah, so we've got so many. There's been a huge outpouring of support from local businesses that want to support this fundraiser. So we're packaging a lot of these prize donations into groups, little bundles. So we've got a couple hotel stays that are kind of the main focus of the different prize bundles from the Carolina Inn, the Colonial Inn in Hillsboro,
the Umstead
Hotel. That's one that I'll probably be playing for myself. tickets to Frozen at DPAC with President's Club passes included. So really there is something for everyone in there. And, you know, again, all of these prizes are being donated with the intent that the money raised from this bingo event will be sent right back to Inside Out.
Speaking with John Collins and Allie Evans, talking about the Small Miracle fundraising event, Drag Bingo, at the Graduate Chapel Hill on Franklin Street, Wednesday, August 17th, 5:30 to 9 p.m., all to raise money for Inside Out. Amazing, an event for an amazing cause. Details, if people want tickets, get involved, where can they go, what can they do?
Absolutely. So tickets are $60 for one, $100 for a pair. Food, your first beverage of the night, and a bingo card are all included in that price. We are opening the event to ages 13 and up. If you are between the ages of 13 and 20, you'll get an extra bingo card in lieu of a drink ticket. Cool. You'll be able to purchase additional bingo cards. All that money will also be donated to Inside Out. So if you don't win the first round you play in, please keep playing. You can purchase tickets if you go to carolinachamber.org. That's our chamber's website. They have an events calendar. Find August 17th. It's just in a couple weeks. You can purchase tickets there.
Awesome. CarolinaChamber.org, the website. Go there, find the events calendar, and get tickets to this event. They're going quick, so get them today. John Collins, Allie Evans, anything else that folks need to know about the event, the leadership program, or the cause it's all for?
I don't think so. We really want you to come. It's going to be a great time, and it's, like you said, Aaron, it's going to go to a great cause. And I think it's really meaningful to us as a group to be able to make this impact with a group like Inside Out.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, there were a lot of great organizations that we considered in this fundraiser. So if you need any suggestions on other organizations to support, we have a long list.
Yeah, so come to the event on the 17th, and we'll tell you all about it.
Wednesday, August 17th, 5:30 to 9, Graduate Chapel Hill right downtown. A lot of fun. CarolinaChamber.org for tickets and more info. Allie, John, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.